Leading the news this morning, after 2 weeks, Australians should find out today just who will be getting the keys to the lodge. The three independents yesterday wrapped up a deal with both major parties on parliamentary reform. And West Australian Nationals MP Tony Crook has confirmed he'll side with the coalition. Now that clears the way for Tony Windsor, Rob Oakeshott and Bob Catter to announce who they'll back to form a minority government. It's another anxious day for residents in Victoria's flood-affected areas. Up to 200 homes are under threat in Shepparton in the state's northeast. Nearby in Wangaratta, dozens of people have been huddled in an emergency centre. And in western Victoria, floodwaters are expected to peak in Horsham this morning. Residents of earthquake-damaged Christchurch are being warned about the spread of disease. As the clean-up continues, New Zealand's government has approved an initial emergency package. Up to two-thirds of the city's 160,000 homes are now damaged. In Pakistan, a suicide bomber has killed 19 people, including four children. The attacker rammed a truck laden with explosives into a police station in the country's northwest. The Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility for that attack. And Greenpeace says it will appeal against the conviction of two Japanese anti-whaling protesters charged with stealing a box of whale meat. The pair received a one-year suspended jail sentence. They say they were trying to uncover corruption in the Japanese whaling industry.